Lord, we want to thank you that you've given us this grace, divine grace, Lord. Hallelujah, for a purpose and for a plan. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. As you're preparing a glorious church unto yourself, we thank you that you're working within us, Lord, both to will and to act for thy good pleasure. To have a revelation of your glory. Even tonight we pray that you will speak to us. Hallelujah. Reveal your word unto us. Hallelujah. Mighty Father, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We promise you all the glory, and indeed we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The time when you worship the Lord, when you worship Him with songs and with thanksgiving and with loud praise, uplifted hands and all that. But there's also a time when you find that your mind is getting distracted, when your eye is roving about, even then you close your eyes. It's the time you release your faith and pray. Lift your heart unto the Lord. That's the time when the enemy tries to discourage you in your mind. The only reason that you want to discourage you is that you don't worship the Lord. If you were to worship the Lord, God would move and set you free. And that's the time you close your eyes, lift your spirit up, prayer. That's the time you begin to use the gift of tongues, or the Holy Ghost anointed inside of you to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. The time you forget the music, forget the person next to you. Otherwise, what happens if you allow your eye to roam about, your mind gets distracted, which time of worship? What can happen is that you can go back right into bondage. But when you worship the Lord, you're set free from bondage. But if you use that very instrument which God used you to set free, to be a place where you allow your eye to roam about and your mind to think different things, then that bondage in your life will seem to harden up. That's why we have believers who come to worship the Lord, who get all kind of weird ideas and then go back and do things that are totally wrong. Why? Because they're not focused on the law. They're just not allowing their heart to be lifted up to the law. And that's the time you begin to either look to the preacher or to the worship leaders or the worship ministry or people around or people standing in front. Sometimes the worship ministry and look at the people standing here. And that's the time your eye, watch out. One of the reasons why we are fasting and praying and worshiping the Lord and sitting together is that you might be set free from your habit, set free from deep-rooted bondages in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Only God will set you free if you're really interested in being free. And He won't take you beyond a level which you're not interested in. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If it was just to receive a word or receive some blessing and just go through the ritual and go back, we could have stopped the fasting on Sunday evening. But the reason we are continuing is not to meet together even, but to come together to seek the face of God. Not even to, I don't want music tomorrow. We're going to come here and worship the Lord from our hearts. Make sure that your hearts are lifted up unto the Lord. That you're spending the time in fasting and prayer. It's no use. Are you with me? But when you begin to fast and pray and really begin to seek the face of the Lord, God will reveal himself. He will reveal his glory. You will find yokes being broken, bondages being broken, the hand of the Lord coming upon your life. How many of you want to experience what you have heard in your life? You heard so much of the glory, of victory, of being overcomer, and of being great worshippers to the Lord, and being people after God's own heart, and hearing the voice of God, and running for the Lord, and walking in the anointing of God, a double portion. You've heard all that, and maybe some of you have got that in your book. But how many of you would like to see that in your life? That's the reason we are praying. That's the reason we are praying. All that is there in our books, in our head, needs to be going to be applied to our system. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Yesterday the meeting was wonderful in the Bangalore. Glory of the Lord just showed up in that place. Hallelujah. I was so excited. Came back at about 4:35. And I said, Lord, I'm so tired. Just want to take some rest. And moreover, there is cricket. But then God has called us to, amen, fast and pray and not fast and play. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, you also said, watch and pray. Hallelujah. The Lord said, that's not what I meant. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was asking the Lord, Lord, what to do. I feel so tired. Just reminding me of scripture time and again, which is, where you look to the Lord Jesus and learn from him. And you find in the Bible where Jesus hanging on that cross, where there is people making fun of him, people insulting him, he's been covered with spittle, bleeding, he's hanging on those three nails, blood is pouring out of his body, there's pain, there is intense shame. My Bible says in Matthew 27, the right translation says they hung him naked. Some use the word for more kind of respect, they use the loin cloth. But my Bible doesn't say that, the original version. It says they hung him there naked. And he was out there on the cross. And while he was there, what was amazing about the Lord was the fact that amidst the pain and amidst the torment and amidst all the anguish and the suffering that he was going through for our behalf, what was amazing about Jesus was that he was leading somebody else on that cross to the Father's throne. That's the time many people of God would say, listen, I'm feeling too weak. I feel so naked. I feel so ashamed. I don't think I can lead somebody into the Lord. But Jesus at that time was leading somebody to the kingdom of his Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord reminded me of that and said, no matter how tired you are, no matter how much you say you're tired and feeling weak, go forth and lead somebody, hallelujah, into the blessing of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's open our Bibles today and allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Let's look to the Gospel of Luke chapter 17. The Gospel of Luke chapter 17 and verses 11 to 19. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the word the Lord gave me tonight. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was as they when they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Amen. Hallelujah. One more time. 17th chapter of Luke, verses 11 onward. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then he, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. That's enough. There met him 10 lepers who stood afar off. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There stood 10 lepers who stood afar off when Jesus entered their village. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One of them was a Samaritan. A Gentile. And the rest of them were Jews. Samaritans and Jews have nothing in common. They never meet together. But misery has got a way of bringing people together. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What they were before does not matter now. Some of them might have been great people. Some of them might have been fantastic people, rich people. But what mattered now was the fact they were lepers. Sometimes when you look into your life, what you were before does not matter now. Because right now you have a problem to deal with. You might have been a servant of the Lord some years back. You might have served the Lord a couple of months back. You might have held a position some time back. You might have had a hunger and a thirst for God and might have even been a priest serving him some time back. But that does not matter at all, because right now they have a problem, and that is that they are all infected with leprosy. Now we might just read through that word and just think, okay, that's fine, leprosy, that's it. But you know what leprosy does? It eats you up. It eats you up. There might be a something that is within your life that you know when you are alone, it's eating you up. A cry within your heart, a pain that you carry which you not know. A question that seems to be coming again and again into your mind for which you have no answer. Why? Why this happened to me if God was there in my life? Are you with me tonight? Why did I get into this mess? How did I get into this problem? What's happening? There might be something that's eating you up now. Two, lepers, they were together, all of them lepers, but they could never have a family. They might have had a family before. They might have even had children before. But what's happened is because they had leprosy, they were put out from their homes. They were put out from their society and from their places. A kind of rejection where they are suddenly caught up in themselves alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we read through that. Can you imagine a life without fellowship? A life without joy? A life without friends? A life, it seems, all alone? Some of you are looking at your life and say, listen, I've got a problem. I don't enjoy fellowship anymore. I can't spend time with my family anymore. I can't just seem to go anywhere anymore. I'm just hiding in myself because I suddenly realize that I have leprosy. Anybody here this evening listening to the word? A kind of shame in your life. And this is what's happening. They stood afar off. Can you imagine the pain of not being able to draw near? Come on, church. Are you listening to this? We just go through that scripture. This is the scripture which the Lord gave me today evening. They just stood afar off. And the greatest fear when you're standing afar off and when you realize that Jesus is passing by, my Bible says here, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, passed through. Some of the greatest fear, one of the greatest fear you can have is when you are in leprosy, when you are alienated from your friends, family, everyone and alone, and the greater fear of thinking, maybe the Lord would just pass by without even touching me or calling me. I don't know about you, but I know what happened in my life a long time back when I was saved. I wouldn't miss one prayer meeting even. I would go get up early in the morning and rush. Day after day, week after week. You know why? Not because of faith, but because of fear. I don't want to miss out on the move of God. And I was just scared. A week in which I might not be there, or a day in which I might not be there, if the revival broke and I was not there, I said, my God, I don't want that to happen. The fear. But fear binds us, isn't it? Faith loses us. The greater fear, being left alone, being far away, and the greater fear of just thinking, see, I don't mind if my family is going to forsake me or my friends forsake me or even the congregation forsakes me. But if I have a problem, a leprosy, it might be sin, it might be rebellion, it might be my weakness, it might be anything. If I have leprosy in my life, and if I know that the rest of the congregation is fasting and praying and the Lord is showing up, I don't want to miss him. I don't want him to just pass by. I don't have a problem if he blesses someone else. But I just want to be blessed too. I don't have a problem if somebody sitting next to me is blessed. I don't have a problem with that. But the fear is that when the Lord is going to come and when he's moving in the congregation during the time of fasting and prayer, I just don't want to miss him. Hear that? And here the Bible says, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Amen. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Stay with me. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. See, it speaks about they lifted up their voices. What's that? Hallelujah. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Can you imagine that? See, the Bible says that they lifted up their voices. There's a time when you have leprosy, when everybody's rejected you, when you know at the greatest eating away fear of the Lord is going to pass you by, and you have to lift yourself up to God. Someone sitting next to you might be saying, praise the Lord. There might be a music in their voice. But for you it is, praise. Are you with me? You would like to praise with music in your voice. You would like to have some oil in your voice when you worship Him. But when you are in that trouble and when that situation, still these people, they lifted up their, in other words, it had to come from deep within. They lifted up their voices. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. That word master is the same word in Greek, which means chief commander. The same word which Peter used in Luke chapter 5 and verse 5. When Jesus got into his boat and Peter caught nothing all night, but the next day Jesus coming and getting into the boat and saying, let us step out into the sea once again. And after some time, the Lord is saying, cast out your net. And Peter is saying to Jesus, Master, at your word, I will do it. Are you with me? Master, at your word. Come on, church. At your word, I will do it. See, I am lost. I am empty. I am barren. There is nothing in my boat. There is nothing with my effort. All night I tried. I've been trying for a couple of days now in fasting and prayer also to get something into my net. But I don't seem to be getting the fruitfulness that I so desire. But chief commander, that's your word. You know what that means? Do you realize that whatever your problem is, maybe it might be rebellion, maybe it might be leprosy, whatever. Maybe it might be barrenness, maybe it might be emptiness, maybe it might be the sea. Maybe it might be death even. Whatever your problem is, do you realize that Jesus, which or Master, which means chief commander, which means He's got command over that? That is faith. Are you with me? That is faith. Amen. They cry and said, Master, which means chief commander. You have command over that situation. That's what they're saying. This leprosy is eating us away. We have tried everything. We were rich. We had friends. We had influence. We had family. But we have lost everything. We are out here alone. We are ugly to look at. There is something eating us away. We have no confidence in ourselves. And the fear that the Lord is just passing by. But Master, in other words, chief commander, you have authority over our problem. It's not the devil who's got authority over our problem. It is Jesus Himself. You have authority. Are you with me? Amen. They knew the command of Jesus would heal them. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when He saw them, He said to them, go show yourself to the priest. So when He saw them, can you imagine that? There was no lightning, no thunder, no supernatural manifestations. Some of you fasting and praying, you're looking for an experience, you're looking for a supernatural manifestation to take place. And that's why you're getting discouraged. You're fasting and praying and saying, something supernatural. Something supernatural. No lightning, no thunder, nothing happened there. Nothing happened there. except for the fact a word came out of his mouth. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A word which gives life came out of his mouth. A word which is power came out of his mouth. Nothing strange, nothing supernatural, nothing spectacular taking place. No sensationalisms there. The Lord just saw them. Okay, and said, go show yourself to the priest. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, church. Come on. Go show yourself to the priest. And look at the next word. And so it was that as they went, I don't know how long they were walking. I don't know which road they walked. It might have been dusty. It might have been muddy. It might have been dirty. But they walked. All they had was a word to hold on to. Go show yourself. Jesus walked. I do not know how many days this fasting and prayer will last, but we're going to walk. We're going to walk because the Lord said to have fasting and prayer till we see His glory. We're going to stay there and obey Him and His word. We're just going to walk. There might be nothing spectacular. There might be nothing supernatural. There might be no manifestations. There might be no thunder and lightning in this place. But let me tell you, when we obey Him, He is true to His word to answer us. I do not know how long they walked, how much they walked. They might have been still looking around. Nothing is changing, nothing is changing. Now the fourth day, fifth day, what is the use of fasting? What is the use of fasting and praying? Fifth day coming about, everybody else has got a release, nothing happening to me. But they walked. Hallelujah, come on. They might not have been able to take great steps and run, but they walked. You would expect them to run, wouldn't you? But they just walked. One more day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My stomach is paining, but one more day. Hallelujah. They just walked. They just held the course. Amen. We're going to walk, aren't we? Hallelujah. We're going to walk. Hallelujah. He just gave us the word to fast and pray, that's all. He just asked you to meet together and pray, that's all. Hallelujah, I haven't seen any thunder till now. I haven't seen any lightning till now. I haven't seen anything supernatural till now. I said, Lord, hallelujah. We're just walking through. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And so it was as they went. They were cleansed. Can you imagine the happiness? See, they just, you root to that word. But it's just not that one word to be cleansed. You know what? It's a new life that God is giving them. See, leprosy had kept them from their families, from their friends, from getting married maybe, from their fortune, from their power, from their position. And it was just not leprosy healed. Are you with me? It was just not leprosy healed. It was a whole new beginning. A whole new beginning. A whole new beginning. A whole new beginning. But looking at their hands and suddenly realizing those leprous parts are just going away. Childlike new fresh skin is coming. Can you imagine the amazement, the joy? They're just looking, walking, looking. Everything is changing inside of them. That eating away feeling is going. Something new. Once again, hope is rising. Once again, plans and dreams are coming alive. Once again, revival is coming in. Once again, they have a desire to live. Till then, they wish they were dead, but now they have a reason to live again. Oh, hallelujah. One of them is saying, I can go back to my children and touch them. Another is saying, I can get married now. Another is saying, I can get into a job now. I can show my face somewhere. The Lord has kept His word. As I walk, He's doing something for me.
Oh, hallelujah! Something new. Hallelujah. But they walked. Hallelujah. On the way. Some of you are on the way. Some of you are on the way. Discouragement, death has been staring at your face so long. Oh, hallelujah. But let me tell you, as you walk on the way, on the way, on the way, something new is about to happen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Suddenly the flowers are looking beautiful. It was always there. When new life comes in, do you realize that? The food that is before you, it might be the worst of food, worst of preparation, but it still feels good. Are you with me? When life, new life comes in, have you seen that? It might be the same songs that you've been singing. Come and worship. But there is life inside. It might be the same, thank you Jesus, praise you Lord, but there is life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And what is amazing is all 10 of them saw the miracle in their lives. All 10 of them. And that's my prayer, that all of us here would see our new beginnings. God will bring supernatural breakthroughs in the lives of people. Marriages that are blocked will happen. Marriages that are blocked will happen. Oh, children that have not yet come will come. Hallelujah. New businesses, new jobs will open. Once again, you will serve the Lord. Some of you who are ministers of the gospel, once again, you will serve the Lord. You will serve the Lord with a double anointing, with a fresh anointing, with fresh glory. Oh! Rihara Sanjal Hakara Rasiya. Oh, Rigala Hamda Jara. Rudalam Daranjala Hakara Manambu Sanjal Jara. Rudahandal Jara Garanda Sanjal Dura Garatan Jara. New beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Eva Handal Jara, Handal Jara, Gula Jambal Jara, Garandal Jara. New beginnings, Uda Handal Jara, Dalaga Jambal Jara, the name of Sanjal Dera. Haldura Sandal Jara, Dalaga Chandra Dina Jara. Hallelujah, Uda Sandal Jara, Garandal Jara, Deva. Hallelujah! Oh, Rigal Hamdal Jura Dana Hakkaram and the Sundal Jara. Hallelujah! Glory be to the name of the Lord. New beginnings! Amen. What is happening here is all 10 of them realize. But one of them, he came back. And that too, the one that you would least expect, the Samaritan. Imagine that. He came. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They should all have been singing Psalm 103. But just one came back. And that to the one who did not know Psalm 103. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, you know about the IQ level. What's your GQ level, you know? GQ level. Gratitude quotient. Your gratitude quotient. Hear that? The gratitude quotient. How is that? That level. How is it? When we are kind of quick to pray, but slow to praise Him. When you are in real trouble, you pray, don't you?
Yes.
When you receive, do you? Do you praise Him? Here the Bible says, He fell down on His face at His feet, giving Him thanks. In other words, shoveling Him with praise and worship. I said, Lord, you know, most of you, maybe you might not know this. Most of you who are in this place, I lift you up by name and lift you up by face into the face of the Lord and say, Lord, I know some of your problems. I know it. I said, Lord, I want to see an answer. I can't go on pastoring like this without seeing the breakthrough come upon their lives. I want to see the answer. I want to see the answer. And I said, Lord, when I find the answer coming upon their lives, I promise you, I will be the one who will be jumping with joy and giving you the greatest measure of thanksgiving from my heart. I want to make sure that I fast and pray for another whole week just to thank you. Just to thank you and worship you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now what is amazing here is this. It says here, the rest of them went to see the priest. Amen. Hallelujah. One came back to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. One came back to see Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And he put up for all threat the feet of the Lord. And he began to worship the Lord. He built an altar right there and he had to worship the Lord. And you know what happened? He became a priest. For the Lord said, your faith has not only healed you, but the real translation means saved you. That means, that actually means in Greek, taken it to a new position. The rest of them went to the priest, but the Samaritan became a priest himself. Hallelujah. 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 Once you get your breakthroughs and when you come and thank the Lord, He takes you to a next level. There is something more in that thanksgiving. There's something more. He takes you into the next level. Amen. Tonight, this is the word that the Lord put into my heart. This is the word. I said, Lord, fasting and prayer, how is it today? Is there anything that you want me to lead the congregation in preparation of the message? Lord said, leave it to me. And you just tell them to keep on walking. To keep on walking. To keep on walking. Take the word and walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes and pray. Even tonight, as we stand in the presence of the Lord, to worship Him and to give Him thanks and glory tonight. Stand in the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands and your voices unto the Lord and worship Him.